Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday the 6th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And they see chaos and they have a certain nostalgia for the Trump years.
Trump and Biden, the victors after Super Tuesday vote in US and Ireland's housing situation described as an omni-shambles. Plus we'll have all the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, there have been no major surprises so far in a night of voting in America known as Super Tuesday. Millions of people are choosing who they want to see on the ballot paper in November's US presidential election, with Donald Trump beating Nikki Haley for the Republican nomination in several states. There's no real competition for Democrat Joe Biden, making a 2020 rerun even more likely. Meanwhile, US President Joe Biden has accused Donald Trump of being determined to destroy democracy. Republican Mr. Trump has beaten Nikki Haley in a handful of states overnight. In a speech to supporters in Florida, he reflected on 2020.
A lot of experts have said the stock market's the only thing that's doing well, and that's doing well because our poll numbers are so much higher than Joe Biden's. He's the worst president in the history of our country.
To other news, and UNICEF is warning that one in six children under the age of two in northern Gaza is acutely malnourished. The charity is calling for more aid to be allowed into the embattled enclave and for a ceasefire to be established immediately. Hamas says they'll remain in Egypt for talks with Israel, with US President Joe Biden calling for a halt to fighting before Ramadan starts on the 10th of March. Peter Power from UNICEF says the lack of resources is hitting the most vulnerable the hardest.
Children are now dying from lack of water, lack of food, malnutrition, dehydration. And even since before Christmas, UNICEF was saying that children would be dying not from bombs or bullets, but rather from lack of food and lack of water. And so it has come to pass.
The country's housing policy is being described as an omni-shambles. That's according to the Labour Party, which is filing a Dáil motion today, calling for a rent freeze and an end to no-fault evictions. The party's deputy, Duncan Smith, says the government has lost the plot on housing.
It's a crisis that's underpinning many other crises throughout our society. We know we can't find teachers for schools, nurses for hospitals, because people can't afford the housing, not only our major cities, but almost anywhere all over the country at the moment. So it is an omni-shambles. The government have lost the plot on it. They've lost energy on it. And we want to highlight this in the Dáil.
Garda chiefs are being criticised for using a sledgehammer to crack a nut over the suspension of a Westmeath Garda who gave a pensioner a bike during COVID. The Garda was suspended for 3 years after his home was raided as part of an investigation by the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation. It's understood the problem arose in 2020 because the Garda failed to fill out a form after taking the bike from a Garda storeroom. Tina Gates has more.
A disciplinary panel has recommended the highly respected Midlands Garda should be completely cleared. The decision's been welcomed by the Garda Representative Association, but they say good, decent community policing was blown apart by the case. The Garda was suspended as part of an investigation which saw his home raided and the bike taken back from the pensioner. He was finally reinstated last August, but still faced a disciplinary hearing on his return to work. The GRA's raised the case with the Justice Minister overnight, saying the suspend first, ask questions later approach highlights a serious disconnect between management and the front line.
12 communities across Ireland are going to benefit from a new project aimed at preventing problem drinking by young people. The Building Safer Communities initiative is being launched today. It'll be set up in areas like Ballymun, Letterkenny and Listowel. Alcohol Forum Ireland says it'll take alcohol prevention lessons from the WHO and will aim to implement them in an Irish context. CEO of Alcohol Forum Ireland, Paula Leonard, explains what the chosen communities can expect over the next 3 years.
You'll see initiatives by An Garda Síochána. You will see more sort of breathalyzers, checkpoints. You will see responsible server of alcohol being rolled out in these communities. And you'll see all of that being evaluated by an independent academic partner.
In entertainment news, Kylie Minogue has been recreated in Barbie form, as has Helen Mirren, whose one-of-a-kind doll is dressed in the outfit she wore to the Cannes Film Festival last year. The actress who narrated the recent Barbie film says it's a huge compliment.
The cherry on top of the cake is definitely having that little tiny Oscar that is so sweet. And like the dress, like the Barbie, which has got my face, which is amazing, the Oscar is absolutely perfect. It's a perfect little reproduction. It's brilliant.
And in sport, in rugby, Ireland's training session today is likely to have a huge impact on Andy Farrell's selection for Saturday's Six Nations game away to England. Ian Henderson and Ollie Yeager trained yesterday, but are believed to be still doubtful due to respective toe and knee injuries. Hugo Keenan and Gary Ringrose will look to confirm their fitness today. Ireland prop Cian Healy is looking forward to their trip to Twickenham.
Great stadium, great atmosphere. You get off your bus, you walk through the crowd. It's kind of on from then, and it's good buzz about it. I think we're just building our week nicely to look forward to that and to be able to enjoy that experience and kind of feed off that energy a bit.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.